Good evening, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live. I'm Dick Chafing, your host for the evening, and joining me in the studio is...
Rudolf Hucker. Good evening from me. We have a packed show this evening, but before we begin, the headlines.
Indeed. Looming doom in Lumen.
Major General Noctivagus admitted to the Hutton Infirmary.
Say hello me to hollow me and hey you to them.
Civilian installation in Alpha Centauri open for business.
Hutton invasion of Sol scheduled. For months, Lumen 16 has been the bane of the Hot Pit team. It has resisted all attempts of the Hutton team to raise influence, and despite the tiny population, our best efforts have had no effect. We have been targeted by a local faction who are upset with Alvin's presence, and our doom is looming in Lumen. Our strapping jock, the wearer of the Hutton underpants and master of all Lumenites, meteorites, boozy nights, bar fights, bright lights, tight tights, shipping flights and gobshites, has chosen to champion the system and single-handedly oust our enemy and send them packing. Oh God. Good luck, Commander Galmidden, and good luck to everybody else as well. Oh dear.
Worrying news this evening from Nurse Wyeth at Hutton Orbital that Major General Noctivagus has been admitted with an acute case of EORM, caused, of course, by mods. His long nights at the spreadsheets and trucking for Hutton, having left his precious Hutton mug at home, have exposed him to the ravages of space. EORM, or Early Onset Rigor Mortis, has left him stiffer than a Federal Admiral's starch collar, more uptight than a wedding barge concierge, and paler than a long-distance explorer's spacesuit-clad backside. Whilst still, according to the machine that goes bing, fully alive, he's experienced symptoms that include a startling resemblance to Dracula, a rictus grin, a thousand-yard stare not seen since Rascon came back from the battle for George Pantazis, and the inability to bend in any way at all. He was loaded onto Nurse Wyeth's shoulder like a plank of wood, and has been placed in a warm bath with plenty of bubbles until his flexibility returns. Let this be a warning to all commanders. Leaving your mug at home leaves you exposed to the galaxy's scariest ailments. Remember the old adage, a mug a day keeps Nurse Wyeth away.
Exciting news this week that all ships throughout the galaxy are being recalled in the next few weeks, for the installation of the Hollow Me trademark holographic pilot projectors. Not to be confused with the Holly Me bobbleheads of the Mad Monks of Ant-Man and Star, nor the Hello Me pack of space emojis, nor indeed even the Hollow Me brand of anti-constipation pills. This new facility allows the vainest even of commanders to bask in their own glory without the need for mirrors. You can even, using this equipment, book your latest cosmetic surgery using your very own Mr. Potato Head kit. Adding a moustache, enormous bulbous nose, boggly eyes, or even adding a flap to your backside for easy access to your interior for essential item storage. Yes, as your face becomes known throughout space, you can now change it as often as you like, which is twice as often as Galmidden changes his pants, and indeedly exactly as often as Alvin changes his mind about which soft toy to chew most. In an exciting revelation, you can also call on the Hollow Him and Hollow Her facility, and in the interests of total gender neutrality, the Hollow Them projector, to bring your fellow Hutton truckers in genuine real-life holographic rendered glory from anywhere in the galaxy. Your friend might be out exploring Sagittarius A or puddling to Beagle Point, but using this system, you can encourage commanders to make your cockpit feel slightly less like an unoccupied cavern of loneliness and a little more like a party at the Hutton Bar. It is at this point that we remind all commanders that despite the well-loved documentary from the 21st century called Red Dwarf, hard light holograms never became a reality, and indeed, calling your hollow friend Smegheads is likely to render you friendless. More on these exciting new updates coming soon.
There was uproar this week as a wayward commander broadcast a message to the Hutton admin team asking whether they knew about the enormous civilian installation floating at an early staging point en route to Proxima from Alpha Centauri. When logs were checked, we realised that we were indeed a few million tons of scrap short at Hutton Orbital, and on further investigation realised that the materials had all been requisitioned by one Rex Bottoms. When a ship was dispatched to the location, a huge structure was discovered in orbit around Alpha Centauri B1, and on approach, a little satellite proclaimed it to be the exclusive property of Mr. Bottoms, by invitation only, and please bring swimwear and your best disco outfit. We understand that the team sent to investigate how Rex managed to obtain his own pleasure palace, complete with giant holographic TV screen, 7.1 surround, and a popcorn machine, have not yet returned, but have asked for a shipment of baby oil and performance enhancers to be deposited as soon as possible to aid ongoing investigations.
And finally tonight, we are delighted to announce the date when Hutton Orbital will invade Sol. Yes, April the 1st is the date when all Hutton truckers are instructed to descend upon Sol with as many allied commanders as they can find. Alvin has chosen a very specific location for this invasion. He is ignoring Uranus. He is turning a blind eye to the moon and not even stopping for a pint of Ganymede at Jupiter. He is heading straight for Bristol. Citizens of Earth, you have been warned. Hutton is coming. Get a few barrels of ale in and make sure there's plenty of space for Commander Voidson to park his asp. That was the news.
This is Hutton.
And coming up, we have more.
But in the meantime, before we chill out a bit, a tune dedicated to the Luminites, as every day we love them a little less and less.
Indeed.